Chapter 2 Nimue's heiress, Ruth repeated, shaking her head. I'd told her everything I knew, much to the displeasure of some members of the Order. Well, almost everything. I'd kept silent about the circumstances of her mother's death. It just wasn't the right moment for that. But there were no other secrets. We needed to move forward. Ruth did not appear too surprised, and this seemed to make some other members of the Order particularly nervous. I'd snorted. What did they expect? I had said no one knew more about Merlin and Nimue than Ruth, and I figured the Order should be grateful for any help, any straw to grasp, to free Jared from Morgana's clutches. But now that Ruth was here, the High Council was split into two camps. For one faction, initiating an outsider into the secrets Legata Malini had closely guarded for centuries bordered on high treason. Judith McCallan and Montgomery Gray had even left the room just before Ruth arrived. The others, the faction to which Irvin and Enid fortunately belonged, and which now held sway since Karen had been sidelined, were giving their everything to rescue Jared, even if that meant spilling a few secrets. Still, I was sure they would never have brought Ruth here had they seen another possibility. They had clearly tried everything. Gareth, Ian, Colin, and a few others had followed Morgana and Jared while I was unconscious. "We never had a chance," Gareth told me, pulling his shirt up to show me a deep wound Adamnatus had inflicted below his collarbone. Jared couldn't bear the thought of his friend suffering injuries for his sake, Gareth told me. So he wiped out his and Morgana's tracks with a spell to prevent the posse from pursuing them. As much as they tried, and I know at least Colin well enough to be certain he wasn't the kind to give up easily, they couldn't help him. Jared had entered into a magical pact with the Dark Witch from which there was no escape. Jared knew. We all knew. It was silent far too long. A mixture of nervousness and embarrassment pervaded the room. When the tension became almost unbearable, Ruth finally said, "Morgana wants to bind Jared's magic to herself." Enid and Irvin nodded.
"Yes, but how?"